City Planning Board meeting, February 14th, 2024.
Hear ye, hear ye. Welcome to St. Valentine's Day at Ventnor City Hall. This is February 14th, the meeting of the Planning Board in session. May you all have your hearts on your sleeves and enjoy your lovely life. Let us proceed. At this time, we'll rise and salute the flag. Oh, wait a minute. One other thing. While we're doing that, the resolution, this meeting is being held in accordance thereof, due public notice has been given. Pursuant to the New Jersey Sunshine Law, notice of this meeting was advertised in the press and the current, and the same has been posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. My apologies. I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States, to the Republic, stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The second meeting, the Board Administrator, please call the roll.
Commissioner Kriebel. Jay Cook.
Here.
Roman Zabi Hutch.
Here.
Mike Wiesen.
Here.
Peter Tacco.
Here.
And Wendy Bartlett.
Here.
Absent are Mayor Landgraf, Tom Halpin, Lorraine Salata, Dan Smith III, Tim Coop, Greer Gaskell, and Jessica Stilley.
Okay. At this time, the next item on the agenda is adoption of the January 22nd minutes of that meeting. Are there any amendments or comments or additions to said minutes? Here you're seeing none. May I have a motion for adoption? And a second, please.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are hereby adopted. We have one resolution this evening to be adopted. That is a P9-2024. That is Donald Giordano and Carol News, 14 North Melbourne Avenue. At this time, are there any amendments to said resolution? Again, hearing none, we will make may I have a motion and a second, please, for adoption.
I'll make the motion again.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No one abstention. Mr. Wiesen. Okay. Again, we have all those in favor, so it carries with the majority here, so it is hereby adopted. On the agenda this evening, we have an extension, if you will, and then an application of this evening, and then by John and Deborah Edmondson at 20 Hillside, and then we have Flam Realty, which will be not be heard this evening due to their removing it from the application. Our solicitor will hereby then give a comment on it.
Yeah, the Flam Realty application, it's not going to be heard. It's my understanding, and Mr. McLaren, and I'll get him sworn in, he might be able to comment a little better, that they're compliant, so they don't need to be before this board, at least at this time. Is that? I don't want to get sworn in. Mr. McLaren, do you swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Yes, they were seeking a use variance, but that actual block is in the overlay zone for the R9 zone, where it permits two family homes. So that was their variance that they were seeking. They meet all the other requirements for bulk standards, so they don't have to be heard by this board.
Yeah, let's just give us your name. Let's get you.
John Dowd, 125 South Little Rock. We live across the street, and I'm the president of the HOA there.
Mr. Dowd, you'll swear to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay.
The bigger concern that I don't oppose the tearing down of the building or anything like that. My question to them was going to be, when is it going to be torn down? Are we going to get notification of that and all the noise and all the activity
that
goes on with that?
Can't answer those questions.
Yeah. And so there's never going to be another hearing about it, or do I get a hold of those people themselves, or how does that work? Or are they going to go
if they don't need any variances, they will not appear before this board.
So there's no permitting or anything like that they have to do for parking and people and all that?
Staff, they will have to apply all their things to the building department, at which time they'll have to get permits, plans, and regulations, everything. Any notices that are required and so on, they have to follow those regulations. We are not a construction or approval board.
No, I get that.
That's the case. But we find these things out sometimes at the last minute.
Well, yeah, that's fine, because we got notification they were going to be here doing all that, because they mailed everything to us, so.
You could check with the construction official. He would give you better information if we can.
He could help me with how they're going to park all the contractors, the no fire zone that hasn't been repainted at the end of our street. They're going to park them down there and doing all that.
So that you can discuss with him.
I don't want to hold our time. I just didn't know if this was.
You have a right to be here.
Yeah, because everything's blowing all over the street now with what they're doing on the tearing.
That's a big. I asked the attorney into the construction, to the building department. They will get somebody out. This is the property is at Rock Avenue.
Yeah, 110 Little Rock. So it's across the street there. So then parking, I would go to somebody else, and then I would have to go forward with hitting up each of the different departments when I found some problems. Is that what you're telling me, or is that?
Primarily the building department.
It's the building department.
Okay, well, what about the parking people and the?
So you can talk to the police department about parking. You mentioned the fire.
Yeah, fire lane, yeah.
Yeah, there's the conflict with code, right? The wording in the code has been corrected. That was the first step.
Okay.
Because we can't enforce anything until the code is correct. So there was, we simplified the code for all the street end.
Okay.
So that's being done. And then we're now putting it out to bid to be painted, all of them at the same time.
Okay.
So that should be done before the spring.
Okay.
It's a doubt.
But I just one question. You can go to the code and get their schedule and yeah, and they're supposed to put up a construction fence now that's low to keep debris within.
Yeah, this is all flying off the top because they were tearing some stuff and it was just blowing all over the street. So
you're inconvenienced, but you make the call.
Oh, yeah.
Is what we recommend.
Oh, I will.
You shouldn't have to suffer these indignities.
No, I'm fine.
On behalf of your
all the other homeowners.
Yeah, the HOA.
Because they hit me up because they're not around and they were asking me as the president to ask some questions while they were here, the people. But
I have to thank you for coming this evening, first of all.
No worries.
We encourage everyone to come and voice their opinion. It's your community. We get input here too.
Yep.
It's important that you are here.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Now, I guess we're adjourned. Okay, the person that we're going to hear is that of James Mayfield.
Ah, yeah.
There you are. I know. Okay.
Mr. Mayfield, why don't you just give us your name, address? I'll swear you in, and then I'll kind of try and explain what's happening, and then if we have any questions, we'll ask.
Free address for where I'm at now.
It doesn't matter.
James Mayfield.
Doesn't matter.
5019 Winchester Ave, Ventnor.
Okay. Can you please raise your right hand? You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give or will give tonight will be the truth?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Mayfield, just by way of background, back in 2020, we approved an application for a new home at 5019 Winchester Avenue. The applicant at the time was Two Pioneers LLC. We granted that and some variances. We have this strange provision, and it's not even in our zoning code. It's in another part of our ordinance that says variances expire in 6 months. Which we've been working to change, make it more like 2 years with potentials for extensions and stuff like that. There is a draft circulating around, but we haven't acted on that yet. About a year ago, right at the new year, 2022 into 2023, we had some conversations with Mr. Barnhart and Mr. Callahan. They were actually the principals of Two Pioneers LLC. It was a side project, for lack of a better term, where John and Mr. Barnhart reached out to me and Roger, I think the mayor, and said, we're tied up at the state with the DEP. there was ongoing issues with the DEP that delayed them from getting started. At that time, we told John, as long as you're tied up with the DEP, you're fine. Everything's told. They got their DEP approval, and from my understanding, in or around March of 2023. So technically, and then they subsequently sold the property to Mr. Mayfield. So if you look at, if you take it from March and you start the 6 months there, you know, that still gets us, I don't know, doesn't get you to here. So what we asked Mr. Mayfield to do is send an email, request an extension, come here tonight if you can. And my recommendation, he's basically asking for a 1 year extension. He's going to tell us he's fully committed to the project. And my recommendation is it would be, I don't think we need to have them come back and file a new application for something that we already granted, especially when our ordinance hasn't really changed. We'd really be hard pressed to deny something that we've already approved, sort of like a reverse race judicata. If someone comes in with one application, gets denied, they can't bring the same application again. The same principles, in my opinion, still apply. So if someone comes and gets variances, nothing's really changed. To make them come back and just get the same approval all over again, I mean, it's the board's discretion, but that's kind of where we are. They're asking for a 1 year extension. And I wanted to get it on the record and have the discussion with the board.
And the DEP permit's good for 5 years.
DEP's good for 5 years, correct? Did I sum that up accurately enough?
Yes.
Does the board have any thoughts, comments?
The project's a decent project, then. The area needed itself. Nothing much has changed other than the dates.
I believe it's been demoed.
Yes.
The price of the job.
A while ago.
The variance is only good for 6 months.
Yeah.
We have a strange provision in our ordinance that...
Yeah. It doesn't specify what variance is.
Right.
Right.
It's understood all variances.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's...
But it's one of those things. It's like you go through the process, they do it right, and then the law kind of bites you.
6 months is hard to get anything.
It's not fair. I mean, there has to be a modicum of fairness and reasonability. And it was a good project. That's still a good project today.
Wait, how many applicants have come back after years?
Yeah, right.
And I think they're moving along. They got tied up with the DEP. They've purchased a property, and according to his email, and I'm sure he can echo this, that they fully intend to move forward. But you know. Things happen.
We're just about done the architecture plans and the structure plans, and then Ponziers is doing the, so I could do the bulkhead. They should be done. I mean, everybody's crazy backed up, but I put it in before Christmas, and he said a couple weeks, so I'm sure something got tied up. But we're right there to put all the permits in to get approvals and then start building.
Well, I have to hand it to you. Bring your sweetheart in on Valentine's Day for all the ammunition you got. So,
this house is going to be a rough one for me and her. On my end, it is.
the only question I have to Mr. Mayfield is the property actually in your name, or I know your email has an Infinity Flipping LLC.
My person.
Just you or the two of you?
Just mine.
Just it. Okay. Because if we assume we're going to give you this, I got to write up a resolution. I just want to make sure I have that right. Is 1 year,
yeah.
Is that good for you?
Yeah.
1 year from tonight? Is that? Go ahead, Peter.
I do have one question. I mean, if you approve it, and once the permits are in and done, does that change that 1 year? Because I mean, I'm calling pylon people, and they're like, I'm a year out.
Well,
I just want to...
It's technically, you're supposed to actively commence construction.
Oh, so once I start, stops that part.
Yeah, actively, which is a little bit vague, but, you know, as long as you're kind of... If you've started and you're kind of moving, I...
Okay. Push it out to 2 years.
Minimum 18 months, minimum.
18 months.
And minimum, I was saying 18 to 2.
I think people are slowing down.
With the DEP.
Yeah. Let's be fair about it.
You're at the mercy of the state. You've got three people to handle these bills.
Yes.
Do 18 there.
We talked to one of them.
Is that board? 18? It's still 18.
If there's a problem, come back.
Submission of the construction permit.
Yeah.
Starts.
Starts it, right. Now you have it. What, Peter, what's it on? 2 years, or used to be 2 years on a permit. Now what's it now?
I mean, it seems 6 months is ridiculous, actually. I would push it to 2 years.
You want, Peter, and you're in the climate more than I am. Yeah. Would you recommend two?
Well, again, you're dealing with the state agencies that tend to move, but this is just a snail's pace.
You're the active builder here, so you're recommending two.
I'm okay with two.
I think, you know, it's 6 months to, it's.
I understand that he's moving forward with the project, yeah. So.
I know you want it done.
To give him a little leeway so he doesn't have to come back.
Right.
I would say 10 years.
Send me, I guess, a motion and a second to grant it 2 years from tonight on the prior approval. You do a motion and a second. I'll apply with an all in favor to commence construction.
I'll second.
We'll have a roll call vote. State your reasons, please.
Commissioner Preble?
I agree as described. No argument.
Jay Cook?
I'm going to vote yes. It makes more sense. And let's be fair about the whole thing. I mean, it's a good project. Let's get it done.
Roman Zabby Hutch?
The build of bureaucracy occurred very slow, 2 years.
I've seen it with COVID around.
So. Mike Reason?
I hope in 2 years you're celebrating your Valentine's Day in the house. I vote in favor.
So does she.
Peter Taco?
With each other.
I vote in favor of the extension for all the reasons stated, and I hope that he can get it done in 2 years.
Wendy Bartlett?
I vote in favor for all the reasons that have been stated by everyone else.
That's it. And next time we meet, we'll adopt like a short resolution that memorializes that. We meet again this month or not tomorrow? Yes. So 26th, which is 2 weeks, but if you need something in the meantime, if you're dealing with Mr. Agnesino, and you can tell him you got the extension, and he can call me if he doesn't believe you or whatever. Okay. I'll let him know. All right.
And congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations. The spirit of moving on. Mr. Callahan, are you going to dazzle through your speed? You're going to dazzle through your speed, Brian?
Yes. My glass is on first.
Okay. Take care. Brian, when you start out, you get everybody sworn in first, please.
I was just going to introduce you. Brian Callahan on behalf of John and Deborah Edmondson. I'm going to have Mr. Edmondson come up and be sworn. I'll have John Barnhart be sworn.
All right. Mr. Edmondson and Mr. Barnhart, you can just give us your name and address or business address for the record, and I'll swear the two of you in together.
Jack Edmondson, 1430 Farview Road, Villanova, Pennsylvania. I'm 20 South Hillside.
Okay. John, just give us your name and business address. Okay. And if you each please raise your right hand, each swear from the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth. Thank you. Thank you.
Municipal engineer in the state of New Jersey.
Let's take this one.
You've appeared before and your credentials are accepted. All right. Let's move on.
All right. This is an application for 20 South Hillside Avenue, Block 52, Lot 4. Just for the record, all jurisdictional requirements have been met. The applicant's application is to create three parking spaces. This is a property that goes from Hillside to Frankfurt. So we have three parking spaces on Frankfurt, which are undersized. And that's what we're trying to legalize, those three parking spaces. Two of them were already existing. The client, thinking that he was creating a safer condition, put in a planter in front of the two because it's a two-unit building up against the door for the second unit. Not realizing, not having a survey, he matched the parking spaces of his neighbors going down Frankfurt Avenue. When they came out and looked at them, all the parking spaces, technically when you go down Frankfurt Avenue, mostly illegal, and Mr. Barnhart will go through that. What we're trying to do is legalize the parking spaces at the rear on Frankfurt Avenue. John will walk you through it. On the front of Hillside Avenue, we're going to put in a governor strip, a street tree, and square that away a little bit to add some green, and we're going to add some additional greenery that Mr. Barnhart will discuss. So we're looking for some C variances to put some parking on site, and that's what we're up to. So, John,
Mr. Callahan, what is some parking?
There's an existing parking space on Hillside Avenue right now into a garage door that's there. The back parking spaces will now have if you approve it, will now have three on-site parking spaces. As I said, it's a duplex, so technically, when you're all done, you would have, Mrs. Edmondson can drive her little Mini Cooper in the front one and park it in there, and then the back ones would be used by the Edmondsons and the tenants.
How many parking spaces are you going to create?
We're going to have at the end of the road four if you approve it.
And are all four legal size?
No.
How many are not legal size?
Well, three of them will not be legal in the back.
Three of them.
The one in the front goes into a garage. Okay. That's legal.
So the board can understand the application.
Three undersized spaces in the back, and Mr. Barnhart will show you where they are and discuss them.
Mr. Barnhart, did you for the board so we can get a feel for what's going on? Is just say what the parking spaces will be, their size, so we can understand what you're saying going forward.
Sure. I'll explain each one of the spaces.
Yeah. Just a list would be so we can get it, and then we can go hear the whole thing. We don't have to interrupt you. In other words, you have four spaces. Whether we have 9 by 18, right?
So you're requiring more than 5 by 18.
Right.
So the space in the front is a garage. We're going to call that a big space. It's an existing garage.
What's the size of the space?
I did not have anything here in the garage. I've been there for many years.
Okay.
They do have the ability to basically park a small car in it, but they also use it.
So we don't know what that's like.
I don't know the interior.
Okay.
All right, we're not making any changes.
Okay.
In the rear site, there are two spaces that exist, that have existed for many years, that were blocked by planners, and created a full depth of the space on site of 13.3 feet, and the width of the spaces are legal. They're both in excess of 9 feet wide. Then there's an additional space. The other side of the access to the building was Frankfurt Avenue, that is supposed to be 9 feet wide, and it would have the same legal depth of 13.3 feet to the front property.
And we're saying front property line, just so you don't get confused, because it goes street to street, both things are considered front. So this would be to the property line along Frankfurt Avenue.
So for the record, then, we cannot certify that there is four legal spaces on the lot, and we know one pre-exists. Is that correct?
There are not four legal spaces on the lot today.
That's okay. Correct. Thank you. Now, that's a good starting point to go from there. Now we can establish there. Thank you.
You want to go through why we're asking for the variance relief and how we match up to the rest of the street along Frankfurt Avenue?
So, can you hear me all right? I'm usually too loud.
So the request this evening is to develop a plan which functionally allows three parking spaces coming off of Frankfurt Avenue that will have adequate space to properly and safely park. However, a variance is necessary because of the where the right-of-way line is versus the actual parking space, the way that it sits off of Frankfurt Avenue, a portion of the parking space actually is proposed to be in the public right-of-way.
We can't hear it. We hear the case because we can't approve anything in the public right-of-way.
No, so what we're asking, you can hear, Jay, because what we're asking for is we're asking for a variance for the space to be 13.3 feet, and then we would be going to to council, commission, to request a license for the additional 5 feet to make the full 18-foot dimension. So it's a two-step process for us, we understand that, but we need to request the deviation of the space depth on the, that is physically on the property in order to get to that second step of going to the commission.
Information on all the 18 feet, how it would affect the street and everything else.
That's what we're going to explain. Okay. Correct. Okay. All right. So this is a request that you don't typically ask for, and as you know, especially on new construction, you would never ask for this. But in this specific location, as we study the street, what we recognize is that essentially this is how this street was developed. There are a number of properties along the street. This is a Google Street View taken from Atlantic Avenue, looking back toward the bayfront.
Okay.
And what would be off to your right here that you don't see in the picture is the building that's on, right on the corner, that's currently under construction, right on the corner of Atlantic and Ventnor Avenue. It has, I'm going to guess, probably about a 12-foot front yard setback off of Frankfurt. And it has basically the entirety of the side of that building is garage doors for parking below the building. From that point, for essentially 5 to 6 buildings, the buildings are all at that 12 to 13 foot front yard setback, and they all have about 13 plus or minus feet of driveway or of pavement area for their parking spaces. The reason that has worked for so many years is because the way that the street lays out, and I've highlighted in green here, that path that you see on that plan is essentially the pedestrian walking path. That's a 4 foot wide flat sidewalk. That's where the pedestrian is going to walk as he goes up and down, he or she goes up and down Frankfurt Avenue. From that green line into the street is a drive apron. And then from the back of the green line into the properties, for most of the properties on our side of the street, and even some of the properties on the southerly side of the street, you have parking areas. If you look at the site immediately adjacent, and I'm just pointing right now, that is our client's site. The site immediately adjacent to that even has line striping that goes right out to that first green line that I'm talking about. Why this is important is because if you measure from the wall of our client's property, our client's building, and many of these buildings, what you end up with is in excess of 18 feet from where their parking space starts to that first green line. So when you park in those spaces, you're not hanging over the sidewalk. Why does it work here? Because Frankfurt Avenue at this location, from the depressed curb line at the gutter to the back of that pedestrian path, is 12 feet. Which is in excess of what many of your streets are. Many of your streets are 10 feet, some are even less than that. So what you have is you have a 3 foot apron, you have a 4 foot sidewalk, and then you have 5 feet of space beyond that green line, which has been historically used for many of these properties as part of their parking space. So when I jump back to our survey, you can see those two gray shaded areas. They're the subject areas that we're talking about. So when you utilize that 5 feet for your parking space, and then the 13 and change dimension to the face of the building, your 5 plus your 13 gives you your functionally equivalent of a legal parking space at just in excess of 18 feet. So it allows us to have 3 spaces for cars to park off the street, plus the existing garage space, 4 spaces on the property, on a block that enlarged from Ventnor all the way to Atlantic on not just our side, but the other side of the street. It's almost entirely curb cuts everywhere. So you don't really have an opportunity to even park on the street around these properties. So allowing this to take place and essentially legalizing a condition by way of granting the variance here tonight, and then also hopefully the commission is satisfied with this type of plan as a revocable license or a lease area, allows us to keep a safe condition, keep the passage of pedestrians as they should be, but legalize a condition that has existed here for many years, and giving us an opportunity to get 4 cars off the street on this site. Yeah, so what we did look at is, and forget my chicken scratch here, because we've made a couple different changes, but at one point we had talked about the idea of giving up on the parking space, which really doesn't make a lot of sense. So the curb cut that's out front, which is the dark hatch I have here, and then the driveway into it would remain. There's an existing planter here, which would remain, and then our client is proposing to provide a governor strip with a street tree to soften up the frontage of Hillside. Hillside, as I'm sure you're familiar, there is street parking out there. The curb cuts are way less than what you see on Frankfurt. Most of these homes have their quote unquote front on Hillside and their parking and access back off of Frankfurt. So we thought a beautification of the frontage of Hillside Avenue is a great give back. And what it does do is it takes the overall coverage of this lot was 98%. That's probably 2% better than a lot of the other lots. A lot of the lots are 100% on this block. But we are proposing to create a small planter here, create another small planter on the side here, and another one here. And they have two planters that they've already developed, which takes the coverage down to 94%. And I think even though they're small givebacks, I think the changes along Hillside will be a dramatic aesthetic improvement. And our client is, they've done a nice job continuing to renovate the property. If you went and saw, the decks all look brand new, stairs all look brand new. It's a well-maintained property. They're just trying to make it better. In this area here, you see there's a large area. What they've done, because the main entry to the ground floor unit is right here. So what they've done is create a safe separation. And if you saw, they actually had a trellis. There's like a little vertical thin trellis with the goal of ivy growing up it to create some privacy for the front entry, which I think makes a whole lot of sense and will be beautiful as it starts to evolve. So we think all in all, it's a well thought out plan by our client to make an improvement upon an existing property. Yes, sir. Yes.
I have the impression that the side in is far larger than normal, and that if you put that green line, it would be a normal side.
That is correct. This. Go ahead. That is correct. And the back of the sidewalk is being used as parking for nearly every property. It's 5 feet actually, but yes. And you would still have a full width normal sidewalk beyond that 5 feet, in addition to the apron that takes the cars out onto the street. So I actually think there's a pitch.
Follow up with yours.
Actually, you can see it, Mr. Evans. Here's a perfect example of it. That vehicle is parked up against that building, and they are. You can see where their back bumper is, and it's clear of that back of sidewalk. That's essentially what we're requesting right here.
John, is that clear of the green line?
Yes.
Closest to the house.
Yep.
One thing that's not been presented here. What is the is the cartway size and the right of way for the cartway? That's what we need to establish. What is the cartway size and the right of way for the cartway?
So the right of way starts 12 feet back.
So you go from there.
Feet more.
Now, where is that plot on this point on the map? That's what I don't know.
It's plotted on there.
I know.
Everybody's using it. That's the ball.
It may be plotted on there.
Where is the profit?
Part way. The street, yeah, the cartway itself.
Yeah, the
right away. Yeah,
where is that relationship building? Off foot, curb, right away.
You know, there's the front. In the front.
Is there 26 yards here? Side.
Wow, so takes all 24, 26.
What is that? Okay. If you cut out 26 foot wide street, you can see 12 long sides.
I only looked from the front. Now, I don't. I'm not.
26 foot wide streets.
With what we're proposing, yeah. That having the aesthetic of that and the creating a better entry for the front.
Yeah.
You know, if we're going to ask for these two, just having the consistency of the cross. But actually, our client did mention, like, he's got to pick up, and if he comes and parks, that space does allow him to pull in further to make sure he's not hanging over the sidewalk.
Just not 9 foot wide.
Right.
So when were those planters put in?
Which ones? These two?
The one. Yes.
So this one, if you go back in some old photography, this one was at this area has been blocked as a planter for a long number of years, but as like vertical pots sat there.
Right.
Okay. And then I don't know exactly when they actually, you know, redid the concrete and built it as a planter. It's an active.
In 2019, there was nothing there, and there was cars pulled all the way up. Right.
Here's one of the problems we have. This is a 26 foot wide street. And 26 foot wide streets are killing us in this town. Our fire trucks, our main trucks, they can't get down these streets with any amount of quality at all. So whenever we have an opportunity.
Yes, one way.
Doesn't make any difference. I mean, the streets can go two ways or whatever the case is. 26 foot wide streets are a problem in the city.
We're not diminishing that.
I understand. Proposal. Well, the problem is if we can make our streets 30, we'd be better off. And that's where we want it, where the city should is got to be get to at some point is get ourselves up to a 30.
That's not in play here, is it?
I don't know. I asked the question. No. Not to rip up the entire street. No.
Yep, they would. They would have.
I asked the. I just posed the question. The point is that 26s are a problem in the city, and 30s, most everything is 30 or bigger. It survives.
I would say, Jay, that illustrates that there's a problem with the street because it's too narrow.
Right.
But the houses are set far back from the street, from the curb. So really, we're dealing with a very wide area that will affect any vehicle going up and down the street. It really is. It's going into to me. It's to be consistent. Every other house walk down the street. The wall are lined up exactly right in center of the street.
But they took two compliant parking spaces and made them non-compliant now. They would still have 5 feet. They would still have 5 foot clearance. Well, that's the permit would have told you that, right? There's no permit.
There's no permit for the plan. And so you created this an issue of non-compliance. Without a permit.
Well, we should have seen the original condition then before I looked at the original condition. Since there's no permit issue, we're required to look at it as if there was no permit issue and then look at it and look at it that way.
Two compliant spots. According to the planter, we made two compliant spots, non-compliant.
Where?
It's a problem. The question becomes, does it create a problem having you looking? This because of the street condition, the way it is the rest of the neighbors.
Well, you can rectify it by returning it to its natural state.
Still need four parts.
You need one variance instead of three.
I have a question. If this house was torn down and rebuilt new, would this condition come up somewhere else down the block that were contemplated?
Yeah.
But you could overcome that within the footprint.
Are you saying if you were building something new, would you still be asking for this?
Yeah.
No.
No. No. No. Not at all.
Now, the only reason for this, the only reason you're asking for this is because you're trying to work with an existing condition and make it and make your property better. And we think that he's done that in a fashion that doesn't create any negatives to any of his neighbors. And if he ever tears his house down, you know, the license could be written in such a manner that if you tear the house down, the license goes away.
I think if you demolish the house, you go away too.
I wish we had known about that. So we would have probably known about this.
No, the reason that this works as proposed is because of the way the street was developed. That's the long and short of it. It works perfectly fine here because of the way the street was developed. Has no impact on the pedestrian side. Which is the way that the neighbors have been parking for many years.
It would be consistent and create the same streetscape. Right now, we don't have it. And so that's the option. We're looking at, like you said, get back to the street. Everyone in the street, in, up, just in, up, there's no way you're not going to be up. It's there.
But there's a house there in the street that had it. He had one down the street before. Same thing.
John, how important are those tanks?
How important?
So what happens
when the rain was here?
She was hanging up the sidewalk. What happens if somebody leaves trash cans out in front of the planter and you're blocking 3 feet of the ADA accessible way? You know, that is because I work in the enforcement end of it too. We get calls to come out and write tickets for cars parking over the sidewalk. To me, this encourages it. You're asking for 5 feet into the sidewalk as is. So if you have a large pickup truck, you're going to be a couple feet into that 4 foot wide accessible path for the ADA compliance. Federal requirement.
You speak to the mic, sir.
I have a small Dodge plumbing van I typically drive. I have pictures of it. It's way, it fits beyond that 5 feet. There's like easily 7 feet, if anyone wants to see them. The two existing spots that were there with that planter, if we have to, we'll take it out to reclaim that space for parking. But there is the door for the unit right there. We would like to keep it so that the people that rent that lower unit have a little private space. That's why we put that in there. Prior to that, there were stand-up vertical planters. When we redid the concrete, we left that open, trying to create a little bit more garden space, not realizing that, you know, it was in violation of the depth that we need for a parking spot. But if it has to be, we can remove that. And we're certainly will. I'm sorry.
If you moved it, you still have 5 feet to legal parking. Yeah.
That's true. But it'd be very tight for people to get in and out of there. And frankly, no one would pull up that far. No one ever did. They always left that space. That whole block, everyone parks. I don't know if anyone lives nearby there, but I'm telling you, I got plenty of pictures. Yeah. It's big. And the other thing is, I feel like we're getting one more car off the street. There's no doubt in the fact that cars are going to have to park somewhere in the neighborhood. And every car that can't be off street is on street. And that entire block is almost completely driveways. I don't think there's more than five parking spots on that block that you could actually park on the street. Every other space is, most properties are driveway. The entire rear is a driveway, not just dedicated. We left 5 feet in between for our trash cans between the two driveways. And there's still, even if we put trash cans out there, there's still 5 feet of you know, walking space. And that's before you even pull it all the way up. We're beyond that 5 foot part when we park. There's probably two more feet that our cars fit.
By creating that top spot, you're losing a spot on the street.
Well, somebody's going to park there. So we're always going to block our driveway.
But by creating that third non-conforming spot, you're going to bring the curb cut all the way across there, and you're essentially cutting out a spot that it's.
I would say that we're creating an extra spot, really, too, because the fact is cars are going to park in that neighborhood. There's an amount of cars, period. I'm getting one off and I can block that, or I let my neighbors do it all the time. We share those spots on that block.
But the highway's in, but by creating that spot for Ventnor Avenue, then you lose the spots in the street.
Yes, but you gate it by creating the driveway. Okay, you lose it for the street, but there's so many.
So there's a larger spot.
Oyster Floyd spot.
Yeah, it's a larger spot. I mean, this space between, what?
Right, so basically it's only for a small bar, because I don't see how, I don't see how 9 feet you get a car in between that post. You mentioned that the post is on the outside, but the photos that I see, the post is on the inside.
There's one here, and then it takes place here.
On the outside of the fence line? Or?
No, it's right there.
Yeah, and you're saying there's enough room to get a car between that post and the outside of the stair?
Not right. Sure. Yeah, I was going to say they're using it now.
That's
the post and the stair.
Post here. Is that a full size van? It's not like a. Right. No. Yeah.
I mean, I would be inclined to grant the other two, but that third one kills whatever spots left on the street.
Right. Yeah. You're taking away a street.
So what is the width? I'm sorry. What is the width of the lot?
39 feet. You're talking about if this curb cut were here, right. You'd have a spot here.
Right.
The issue with that is I think we just dealt with this and talked to the chief about this. This is a driveway right up to the property.
Right. I see that.
So, you know, realistically, if you were going to have a street stripe, something like that, right?
Straight line. Yeah.
And then you'd have another one down here.
One way.
Barely 18 feet between those two.
But it's a parking spot on the street.
But it's a parking spot that's now pretty rough. This guy trying to back out, these guys trying to back out. I mean, it's right up against the edge of their apron.
But he just says he parks in front of his own driveway anyway.
Yeah, But I think we have to look at the good of the neighborhood as opposed to the property itself. I mean, the property's existing with whatever parking it has right now, whether it be compliant or not. I mean, so you want to take another spot off of the street and dedicate it to this property. And I don't know who's in the audience that's going to complain about that, but I mean, if I were a neighbor, I would be looking. You know, I appreciate that you want to get as many cars off the street as possible, but by the same token, you're making a non-compliant spot that looks like it's almost impossible to put into. But I see this picture here. I didn't see it in person, but I mean, I'm looking at it thinking, how do you do that?
He's got a picture of it, but I agree.
I mean, look at it. Look at the spot. I mean, you know, you pull all the way up to the building and you can't open the door.
Brian?
Well, I can, but I'm not inclined to vote for the whole package.
But not for the hate.
No, you may be able to, but you're also going to lose whatever green you have back there too. I mean, you're compromising your coverage also. Well, but the green in the front is off site. I did see that in the picture that you did at the plan side, but
so you're saying lot coverage goes away. The lot coverage issue goes away.
The other side of the coin is that basically the test in years is if the number three spot goes away, the planner comes up. There's no variances needed on the property. Okay. And I think we appreciate the comment doing that. That's the decision the board has to make. And I have to frame that as a decision rather than, you know, let the board know that that's the option that's being weighed in here. But we finally came to that point. To understand the case. That's all. Well, thank you very much. Okay. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to speak regarding this application? Hearing no application or hearing no one, the public portion is now closed. So, Brian, do you have any comments? Just get something. Brian? No. All right. The public portion is now open again. There's someone who wants to speak.
Just give us your name and address, please.
Gerald Michael DePrisco, 23 South Hillside, the Bright Horses Street.
Please raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth?
Absolutely.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
I'm in favor. I mean, that's no big deal. I think he made that house beautiful, the whole house. Guy worked hard. Nah, we think it's he should be able to have the driveway. Parking. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
If you're living on Hillside, that doesn't impact you whatsoever. You living on Hillside, that parking in the rear doesn't impact you whatsoever.
Yeah. Are you on the same side as Hillside on his hill, or the
I'm on the opposite? I'm on the
thank you.
Normally, it's off Franklin Avenue only down the street, who would be back up for here to object the building on our side of Franklin Avenue, or we've had the address on Hillside, but the building by Frank and the peers. No objections from the people in the back of the Frank on the opposite side, the back of the Frank around.
In defense of that, Brian, I will say that most of those are rental properties and probably the people that live there were not notified. But the owners were notified, but the tenants.
Gentlemen, I think we don't debate whether the people who
might have showed up or has not showed up, whatever the case is. We don't know that for a fact. So let's stick to the facts. That's fine. So noted.
Once again, you know, from our point of view, we look at it, we think it's a safer project in doing it with the planters, that the asking for the revocable license will have no negative door on the street. Based upon the 12 feet wide, as Barnhart said, that we're still 4 feet away from the sidewalk. So we don't think that we're going to have any impact on that. We are 100% consistent with the rest of the neighborhood going up and down the street. Once again, no impact on them. The lot coverage variance went away. We're adding some lot coverage on the property. And, you know, I do agree that technically if I got rid of the planter, that those two variant, that variance for those two spots would go away, would just leave the third spot out there. But we still think that the planter area gives us a better view, gives the tenants an opportunity to sit outside a little bit during the summertime, not having a car right next to them, not having fumes that you're away from it. They can come out their door. The trestle goes up. You have a little greenery there. That is, you know, it's a win-win for a two-unit building with no real negative impact on the city or the neighbors or anybody around us, that we're matched up right up and down the street. So we would ask for your approval for the variance relief. Thank you.
You're complete, mister.
We are.
Now, have you read, Mr.
Let me just,
we have to put our report into the record.
Yes.
A couple things.
Okay.
Are you congruent with that report?
Yeah, we read it and we've had conversations with Mr. McLaren.
Are you congruent with the report?
We are.
The lot area and lot width are existing non-conforming. You asked for a variance for it. I don't think they really need a variance for it existing. So we'll take those out of the equation. So the other variances, lot coverage, that goes away. I guess if you get approval, you'll put that landscaping in.
We put that approval, that landscaping. Mr. Barnhart has it here on the revised plan. Now, the side of the yard over here. So I think what we would be asking for is variance for the three parking spots to be technically 13.3 feet deep with a recommendation for a 5-foot revocable license from the city.
So getting the revocable license obviously is a condition of approval.
Condition of approval, correct.
So the variances are parking space size, whereas according to your application, 9x19 is required, which is greater than 5 foot. But let's just say RSIS is 9x18. Let's go by that. So that's for all three spaces. Parking number, off-street parking. RR2 requires permits existing structures to maintain existing non-conformity,
unless
being redeveloped, expanded, and floor area replaced, and two spaces existed, and zero are proposed. So basically, I'm looking at it where, even though you're using a revocable license area to count as parking spaces, you went from two conforming spaces to zero. So that's a variance.
That would be a variance.
And curb cut width, where you're allowed to have 118 or two nines, and you're asking for 30 feet.
Correct.
That concludes my comments.
That concludes it. Are there any questions of the board?
I have one last one. You park three cars there now, correct?
Correct.
If you said, I don't want to do this and left here, you're still going to park three cars there.
Well, they removed landscaping.
I am guessing that the third parking space, that two of the parking spaces, we would just knock down the planter and pull the two parking spaces back to conformity, and they would stay there. I'm guessing that the city would come out on the third parking space over here and say you were not approved for that, so you can't park there.
But they would have to abandon that curb cut, too.
I was thinking opposite, that everybody else in the street does it. You withdraw all this. No worse than the rest of them.
You are no worse than the rest of them. But me as an attorney can't tell somebody to do something illegal.
Yeah.
So I would be saying to him, this curb cut got to go away. That parking space has to go away. Technically, this planter would go away. And now you're just pulling the cars up against the door where the people walk out, which we think is a bad, that our plan is a better planning alternative than that.
So it seems like that to me, I may be reading this wrong, You're the only one on the street trying to become legal.
Correct.
Thank you. That's the point I was trying to make.
Well made.
There's nothing more.
Brian, the only question I would have, and I guess I'll leave it to your discretion, based on what I'm hearing, do you want to separate the votes in any way, or do you want to just frame them all?
And two spaces back to legal, or, by removing the planner, but he still had problems with the third space he was thinking about.
Right, and if that's his feeling and everything's at one vote, I guess he's got to vote. He's probably going to have to vote, maybe have to vote.
I agree, one vote. It's help.
Okay. To be clear, the governor's strip and the other landscaping on the hillside, either side, is included in the conditions. Could you repeat what you said about the driveway? I didn't. What is the green part of that supposed to be?
Did you define greenery?
Grass. I don't know if you can plant shrubs in green greenery.
No.
How about stones on that side? There's no way grass is going to survive there.
Stones. I didn't.
Pervious.
That counted as.
It counted as pervious. Yes.
Okay. It counts as pervious. Then yes, stones. But I agree, grass tough to maintain. But yeah, pervious green. Stones.
Green stones.
Green stones,
but it's completely concrete now.
You're right, completely concrete at the present time.
Which is not conforming.
Yeah.
And so you're going to shake some of that concrete. And
so,
looking at the picture from today, there's no governor strip. And the complete front looks concrete except for that planter adjacent to the state. So, just to clarify, the new concrete in the front matches the new concrete in the back.
Correct. That's up the driveway into the garage.
So,
well, property was done. Yes.
No, and it was done almost at the same time as the guy next door. Because if you look at the guy next door to us, he has his garage like right at the front entrance, where he concreted it, put his driveway abuts our driveway. And he goes right into his shed area, garage area.
Okay. Board members complete?
My biggest concern is that there is very little parking. Reducing it.
At this time, if the board is conclusive, Leo, could you make a motion before the board to have you voted on?
And do that. So the lot area and lot width are existing non-conforming conditions. We don't need to grant variance for those. The lot coverage, my understanding, goes down because they're adding some greenery, so that's not going to be a variance. It's really three variances. Parking space size 1, 2, and 3 is shown on the plans presented. 9 by 18 is required. They're all going to be 9 by 13.3 feet 13.3 feet. And then for the number of parking spaces, they had 2 conforming and now they're down to 0. So that's a variance. And then as far as the curb cut width, we allow 118 or 2 9s, I believe, and they have 30 total. They have an 18 and then a 12 for that third parking space. So those are the three variances. The conditions, they're going to add the governor strip with the street tree along hillside, and they'll add the landscaping, that grass area on the beach side of the property, I guess, and then on the short side of the property facing Ventnor, the stone area as represented during the course of the hearing. and then they're subject to obtaining an encroachment license for those two shaded areas shown on the plan. And anything else in Mr. McLaren's report, unless otherwise addressed, applicant will comply with any representations it made during the course of the hearing, subject to any outside approvals that might be required.
Okay. I have a motion for a second, please.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
I'll second.
We have a roll call vote.
Commissioner Kriebel?
This is a difficult application. The home is lovely, the residents are lovely, but there's very little to find balance with in this application. I think I would, if the application were framed with two parking places and not that third, that would give balance maybe to the Frankfurt Avenue side, giving it back one street parking place, I would consider it. But there's so much that has been taken without due process here. The front, all the concrete that's been added, and all the places that have the things that have been done without permitting, it appears. I think that would be my condition, would be without this third parking place underneath the stair that gives back some space to the street. So as framed, I'd have to say I'm not in favor.
Jay Cook?
I'm going to vote no on this issue. For the reason is this is a self-induced hardship, and there's nothing been presented that gives me the case. And in addition to that, we just learned that there were no permits, but we have to view it as a new property. And as a new property, we wouldn't view it, we wouldn't propose this. And secondly, is the achievement for the additional parking could be done by adjusting the plan or removing it with no variances at all. You have one less spot, but you have one more in the park, one more on the street. So it's like a balance out. It's a catch-22 no matter how you look at it, but we need justification to do it. And it doesn't fall within that. So therefore, I have to vote no.
Roman Zabi Hutch?
When I first got the application and looked at it, was not in favor. I went out, inspected the site, and what I noticed was that what was being asked for is consistent with what is everyone else's property, including the two side properties on the side of the house. So I don't see why we would say no to something that would be consistent with everybody else on that side. I find the improvements that they made really makes this the nicest backyard of all the houses on Frankfurt. So for those reasons, and I think that the benefits of what's there, be consistent, it's the same streetscape. This was the first house that was going to do this. I'd really vote no. But what they're asking for is consistent with everybody else on the streets. So they're not asking something different. Just that because of the regulations, it seems that they're going against this. I hope the commissioners do take some of that area. But otherwise, I vote yes.
Mike Wiesen.
Roman hit it on the head. It's consistent. It's a concrete jungle, that street. And it's no different than any other property on that street. I wish they didn't ask for three, kept the two and asked for one. But because it is so consistent on that street, I'm voting in favor of it.
Peter Taco.
I can't vote in favor of the application. I have to echo Mr. Kriebel's sentiments almost exactly. I believe that I appreciate the fact that you're willing to make the other concessions. I don't know why you just didn't back off the third spot and this problem right through. I can't vote for this.
Wendy Bartlett.
I have to agree with Peter and Tim. I would have been fine with the two spots, but the third spot.
Can I have to go second vote now? It's two or three, but four members indicated that you did two spots, not the third spot.